Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, a couple in Michigan could become the case that determines if the Constitution permits same-sex marriages across the nation. This comes after an appeals court ruling upheld anti-gay marriage laws in Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee. And that went against the trend we've seen in many states recently. The couple from Metro Detroit filed their appeal this week with the U.S. Supreme Court. What do you think will happen next?
Well, it's almost certain that at some point the U.S. Supreme Court is going to take one or more of these cases. Sometimes they bundle them together, and the fact that we now have two appellate court panels, or more than two, with, you know, differing decisions makes that all that much more likely. We don't know whether Michigan will be the landmark case like Brown versus Board of Education, but some case will be, and the Supreme Court will set us all straight on this.
Meanwhile, the Michigan Supreme Court will be hearing a challenge to the state's right to work law in January. Tell us more about this.
Yes, the Michigan Supreme Court, this is very interesting. Of course, the legislature passed right to work a couple of years ago, but they're going to decide whether it applies to unionized civil service employees. It's pretty clear it applies to people in the private sector, but the unionized employees have filed suit. Their contracts were longer, and it hasn't really kicked in yet for them, and so we'll find out whether the justices think this prevails in both sectors. Most people think they'll find that right to work does apply, but with judges, you never know.
So Republicans want to change how electoral college votes are given to presidential candidates. Right now, all electoral votes are given to the candidate that won the popular vote. But this proposed plan would give some of the state's electoral votes to the presidential runner-up in Michigan. And Michigan has voted for the Democratic presidential candidate in elections for more than two decades. So a lot of Republicans like this new idea, yet our Republican Governor Rick Snyder and Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville aren't completely on board. What are your thoughts on all of this, Jack?
Well, actually, Michigan has now voted for the Democratic presidential nominee in six straight elections ever since 1988. But it's interesting to note that in the five elections before that, it voted Republican. Michigan tends to go back and forth, and we've had sort of a winner-take-all system. That's a system in all but two small states. But Republicans would like to get a slice of those electoral votes. This is introduced by a lame duck legislator from Macomb called Pete Lund, a Republican, of course. But it's getting sort of panned almost universally by people. There's a great fear that if Michigan does this and no other state does it, it'll be unfair. For example, President Obama got a lot of popular votes in Texas, but no electoral votes. But Texas isn't talking about switching their system. Governor Snyder says he doesn't think this is a good idea. My guess is that this is going to go nowhere, but Democrats resent this because they see this as a way of kind of rigging the system because the other team's not winning.
All right, Jack, thanks for your insights.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.